This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Malach, Shefti mit Gimel, Pasik Yud Zayin. The Malach introduces himself from a Noyach. He gives him the halachas that are necessary for Shimshon to be the Nazir. Manoyach, interestingly, is curious. For lack of a better term, curious. Hayom Manoyach HaMalach Hashem, Mi Shemecha. Now the Mi really should have been Ma Shemecha. The Mefarshim talk about it. Not so relevant to the Etzim question and answer. Just talking, dikduk, mishemecha, mashemecha. Either way, he's curious, give me your name. Which Yid does not say, Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? What's his dynamic? Ki lo yada minayach ki malach Hashem. Says the Pasuk, Minayach is actually doing something strange. A malach, frek minanomen. If it was your friend, get ben Hashalom Aleichem, and the next question is, Vanikum Tayid. But this is a malach. Why does he ask? This is the pasuk, he didn't know. Ki malach Hashem, we didn't know this. The kitzer, what does the malach answer him? Vayoyim alei malach Hashem in pasuk yud ches, lama zeh tishal l'shmi? Why are you asking me my name? Vihu peli. What was the answer? The who? Peli. Why does the Malach not want to answer him? The word Peli simply is translated. It's not a good question. It's a wonder. It's not good to kasha. Stell the form of Rechtim, it's a Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? It's not good to kasha. In Brisk, that's Elkin, as Alstaf of an Araya.
You have key poly and poly double.
We'll talk about it. Mitz Hashem, you'll be mechavim to one pshat in a medrash. Now, everybody quotes it from different achrayim, what you just said, but the truth is, it's a mefurish a medrash. It's a mamish an open medrash. In bris tzeltimin, as yedda zachos mezot, bring a raya, to prove it. So with that tzelt, that someone once went to the briskerav, and the briskerav asked him, was is dein Name? And he said, my name is so-and-so. Bring a raya! Alstaf haben a raya. Everything needs a proof. They say, nicht alza shakle vitaya, nicht alza shtikl gemara. Biskerava, right? The Biskerava was trying to teach the person, everything you say has to be backed up by hard evidence. Biskerava, tere de kiyin. I've been pshat, normally, normal people have a conversation. Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? And if the guy answers you, Sagut Tekasha, Hastaka Gutekasha. Hastaka Gutehara. The Mefarshim discussed this question. Why does he not want to tell him his name? It seemed, okay, so we'll talk. Listen, the Mefarshim discussed. Why was he so adamant to not conceal his identity? The who? Peli. So, tell you. Lamaisa, this is a Medav Shabbos, a Shaila, like I told you. You might have heard over the years different Achreinim, Terutzim. It's actually a Medrash. In Parshas Nasai, Perik Yud, Ois Hei, the Malach is telling him, Sinish Negea. You'll never see me again. So what's the point of asking? Okay. Say Zak Chazal. Pshat number one. Vihu peli, l'may nafkamina. You ever see a yid versus tzvei yid? Every third word is l'may nafkamina. L'may nafkamina. They say, oh, you're smiling, huh? There's a lot of depth to Jewish conversation. There was once a yid on a train. Shalom aleichem, vel bistu. Who are you? Guy gives him a smack, get away from me. What? He gives him a smack. And he tells him, Sinish Legeya. Sinish Legeya, what? So he said, you're based on his arbit. Zweiten sitzen sich zusammen. Einer sagt zum Zweiten, mein Name ist Azoi. Oh, where are you from? Oh, you know, I have a relative from the same shtetle. And then, oh, you're related to this one, you're related to that one. I always like when people go to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, they ask you, you know, I have a relative somewhere in Borough Park. Borough Park's very big, Havesai. You know, but this is Jewish conversation. Hazei fit me zach zivishin yidin. One conversation leads to another, which leads to another, which leads to, could you lend me money? Now, Nela, I wanted to stop you short by telling you, don't waste your time, sedition again, then I'll frask you to get weiter. I say, this is Jewish humor. I say, for Europe, we're going to have such a meisalach. You know, there's also been that zelt. Now, why am I doing this? I want to build up the kash, you should never forget it. You see? And the Rav says, Teira, 50% of it is to understand good the kash. Even there's a lot of halacha rabbi that's learned from this Ruhu Peli. That's it. He was going for a feher by a gewisse future mechutin. He knew nothing. So he goes to his rav and he says, Rebbe, what am I going to do when they start asking me kashas to rutzim? So the Rav says, I'll tell you, whatever he tells you, you should say, L'may nafkamina. He says, L'may nafkamina. No, L'may nafkamina.
What does that mean?
What is the practical difference between this and that? Give me the halachic difference between the two.
You mean you won't say you should duck the question or deflect it?
It's like what they say, every good Jew answers with a question. Question with a question, okay? More or less, it's that. The kids are the mechutin frekta makashin lalina. When er sagt lemain afgemina. Ooh, you mean Rabbi Kivega main tzedach Rabbi Kivega shayla da taka pella mamsh mechidik, eh? Then he says back to him, so the terence Rabbi Kivega is amach nefrayim lemain afgemina. Oh, mamsh, du main tzefregin. And this is going on, you hear back and forth. But you see, when you're a nar, and you're talking, don't know, you'll get caught eventually. So the person tells the father-in-law, tells the son-in-law, Kasha lai pradaschem. I feel so difficult for us to part. Maybe I can't, I wish you'd marry my daughter today, which is what he's trying to tell him. Then the father-in-law chap, and he has no clue. And it's just a key word of l'may nafkamina. Okay. What am I trying to say? What's l'may nafkamina? I'm imitzes frekta nomen. So you see that the question wasn't so off. And the terence was not forbidden. It wasn't awesome for him to tell him. He was just telling, why are you king? You'll never see me again. What's wrong with being courteous and tell him the day? What's that? Zag, ich bin Michael, ich bin Gabriel. Zag, give a nomen! Why does he tell him, Lamai Naafkamina? That's what he's telling him. According to the first shot of the Medrash, he's telling him, what's the difference? You'll never see me again. The second shot, which is maybe a little more familiar with you, the Medrash says that the Malach is telling him, Vahu Peli, I don't got a name. My name is based on my Shlichus. So whatever my Shlichus is, that's my name. And being that it changes from day to day and maybe even from moment to moment, so I'll stay nameless because I know Avdo de Kutcha Berichu. That's who I am. I'm nameless. I'm faceless and nameless because I stand to do what the Eibishter wants. Azeh Yizak the Medrash Atzveta Teretz. So Teretz number one, Lamay Nafkamini, you'll never see me again. Teretz number two, I don't have a name. Teretz number three, which I'm sure you all heard before, Pella, Hafla, Neder, Nezirus, Ishkiafli. My shlichus here is to teach you about Nazirus, about Shimshin. Vihu. So he was courteous, and he was and he was answering him, Takta. You want to know my name? My name is Vihu. Teli, Haflo. I came here for the shlichus of Ish Tiafli Neder Nazirus.
Vihu is and it is, or Vihu is on Shimshin?
No, Vihu, my name is. Peli, Hafla. Why? Because right now, my shlichus. And who I am is my shlichus. That's who I am. So we have three terutzim from the Heilige Divrei Chazal. One, I don't want to answer you. Irrelevant. Two, I don't have a name. Three, I give you my name. That's for who Peli. Now, you might not understand what the...
You started with the question. Lama Zev, who Peli?
Lama, what's the, what do you mean? Lama is the, yeah, so that's a good question. Now you're saying good. So really, it's not so schwer. You don't have to ask. Understand that if I came to you about Hafla, then Vahu Peli. That must be my name. In Sefer Chasidim, Simin Tav Shin Nun points out that this is not the first time that Malachim come to people. People ask their name, and the Malach refuses to give up his identity. Anybody remember when the Yaakov Avinu? I missed you. You don't know how much I miss you. You should know you're not here, I miss you. Yaakov Avinu. Same thing. He doesn't want to give up his identity. Zot el Sefer Chasidim. The Malach is afraid to give up his identity because there's such a thing called being Mashbiach. The Malach. I see everybody's in a trance. You have kaychis to stop a Malach by anchoring him with a shvua, not to fulfill the shlichus, and therefore, in order not to affect his shlichus, secret. He keeps his identity and his name a secret. So Malachim are actually secret agents of the Eibishter. Now, he doesn't use the code words of today that we use secret, but that's what he means. It's kept in top secret. Because otherwise, the person is able, and the truth is you see that Yaakov Avinu what? Was able to hold down the Malach. The Malach wanted to leave. Yaakov Avinu overpowered the Malach. And he kept him from going back to do what he had to do, say Shira, in Shemayim. So in order to shoot him the Lash of the Sefer Chasidim, should be Mashbia the Malach and hold him back. He keeps his identity and his name secret. Obviously, there's a lot more to understand here. Maybe it's a little beyond me. Maybe not beyond you. Maybe more than me. To me, a little bit. It's a little bit from. So I'll leave the words of the Sefer Chasidim and I'll turn to a Sefer Hamakna. The Hafla gives an interesting teretz of why, and he speaks about here. He doesn't speak about all other cases, Yaakov Avinu and the other cases where in Tanakh we find this. But why here the Malach refuses to give up his name? And he says the fact that he's nameless is because he was the Sar Ha'olam. So he says, interesting, Hamakna, the Rebbe of the Hafla, of the Chassam Sefer. Does everyone know the name of the Sar Ha'olam? This should be an easy one for you. You're acquainted with the Malachim, no? Matratri. Memtestes. Very good.
Sar Malachim?
He's called Sar Ha'olam. The Sar Ha'olam is called Matratri. Now you remember, it rings a bell. It's a Tysus. Tysus in Yevamis says clearly that you really shouldn't be using the name Matratri. That's why you notice people don't say it. Well, how did you say it? You said it, mem. You see how? You're not supposed to say it officially. I'm not sure I have to say it. But we stay away from it. Why? Says Taisa Chiddush, and the Hafla speaks about this, as you say. The name Raphael Gavriel, that identifies the Shlichus. The Shlichus is Raphael. It's Raphael. Gavriel. Atratin, actually, he takes on the name of Sar Ha'olam, that he is Shaychus to the Eibishter, so that's almost like a kinui for the Eibishter. Interesting, huh? Hafla. Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph. For further discussion, you can look over there. That Matratain. And she says, for example, if let's say your friend's name is the same as your father's, halach is you shouldn't say the name of your friend. Try to avoid it. Why? Because it happens to be an e-covid for your father. Matratain is almost ben of the Eibishta. It's kinmat. Why are you making the... What?
What?
It's right. Listen, this is my job. My job is to say it as is. I don't understand much of it either. So we'll get the Torah soon that I do understand. Okay, so we have two terutz. Either Malach could be anchored by man, and therefore he keeps his identity secret, or because this Malach has such a name, that really shouldn't say that name. He's Matrat in Sarai. Gavriel, Raphael, Adas Mekmin Yezar. Rabbi Krasner in his Svarim, brings a lot of marmakimus to these nyanim. I would like to touch on two rishonim that give different terutzim. It seems to be the same teretz, but in further analysis, if you look carefully, you'll see that actually they're saying two different terutzim. In Sefer Ikrim, which Rabbi Krasner does bring, he brings the Sefer Ikrim. In Maimer, Sheni Perik Chav Ches, the Malach wants to, so to speak, declare that he isn't a koyach be'etzim, that he actually doesn't exist. In order that the person shouldn't be in mistake to think that the malach has a koyach. So when you ask the malach, what is your name? I don't exist. How can I have a name? When a person has a name, that means he already exists. I don't know if you know that. The biggest proof, especially in yeshiva, right? The first thing about, are you in yeshiva? The first thing is if you have a name on the list, you're a name. You know, they always say, he's a name and a number in yeshiva, right? The fact that you're a name, that's already step number one, that you're here. Ich bin da. Del malach nil zagin, ich bin nicht da. I'm not here. All I am is Sar of the Eibishter. All I am is the Ratzon of the Eibishter. So therefore, I am selfless to the point that I don't have a name. So says Sefer Ikra. I found an interesting Ramban. Rabbi Krasner does not bring this Ramban. I shall call him about this. I'll call him up. I mentioned Akhenaten Dikei Talmud Chacham. He brings Meir Dikei Bekiyas there. For some reason, the Ramban is not in there, unless maybe he felt Ramban is the same as the Sefer Ikrim. The Ramban is actually on Yaakov Avinu when he asks the Sar of Esav. Vayishal Yaakov Ayoyma Gidin Hashemech Ayoyma. The same lash of the response. Loma Zeh Tishal Lishmi. Ayivarech Ayisah Shom. Says the Ramban, Ein Lecha B'Yediyah Shmi Tayelas. You have nothing from it. Sounds a little bit like what? Like the first shot in the Medrash, right? Sounds a little like who? Like the Ikra, right? So it's a mixture here. First, Teretz, what's the point? Teretz, Stam Gedden. Stam Zagin. Mashkiach Satzal once told me, sometimes I miss him dearly. He once called me into the office. If you didn't learn Musa during at the end of Second Seder, Musa Seder, he would grab you like a fish. Those that were, you know, like after Second Seder, you were shmuzi chavrusi, you got caught, and he would call you into the office. Baruch Hashem, I wasn't caught that many times, but every time was a privilege. Mashgiach once calls me in, and he tells me, why he went to Kelim. Tell me why he went to Kelim. Mashgiach told me this. So he says, actually, he wasn't planning on going to Kelim, but he went for one Shabbos. He says, and that was it. He says, anybody who ever went for Shabbos to Kelim, hooked, addicted. That's what he told me. Got hooked to Kelim. You never wanted to leave, you stayed there. And he went for a Shabbos. Then the Mashgiach tells me, you know who my roommate was? My best friend. His best friend. I said, and who was that? Daniel Mishavitz. Anybody who knows about Musa and Kelim, Daniel from Kelim. was his best friend. You ready for the Matzgiach? I never spoke to him. Then my best friend is a given. I'm looking at him. Huh? He sees in my face. I'm shocked. Don't even tell him. He didn't say an extra word. Every word was measured. Payalus. Zaidi once told me about Kelim. He said that in Kelim they would never say, you know, when you ask a question, is it raining outside? They would never say yes or no. Why? Because maybe from the moment that they came in, it changed. And there would be words which weren't 100% accurate and true. So they would say, when I was outside, it was raining. When I was outside, it wasn't raining. I was looking at me. What? Zayda Zecheinu Levracha said that's the pshat by Rivka. Eliezer says, do you have water for the camels? He says, I have for you to drink and for the camels, hagmi'ini. What I'll do is I will take the water. Don't say anything about the drinking. If you're ready bringing the water to the camel, why doesn't it say I'll give the drink? I'll give you and your camel. So some say it doesn't look nice to say you to drink, the camel to drink, or you like the animal. Zaydazak, it was a kelim and ice. Yeah. Do I know that the animal's going to drink? I'll bring the water. Like they say in English, you can always bring the animal to the water, but you can't make him drink. Who says he can drink it? So to be careful, she said this. So Rabbeisai, the Ramban is saying the same word over here. You hear? Tayeles. They didn't speak extra words. A malach. What's the tale? Why should I say a word that's totally irrelevant? But then the Ramban says, "In tikri eini loy encha, v'gam mitzaroscha loy aishi acha." You call me, I'm not going to answer you. What's left to me? You got a problem? You think one day you're going to use me as protect you for something? I'm not going to pick up the phone. I have nothing to do with you. Are you listening to this Ramban? You hear what the Ramban is saying? If you call me, forget it, because I have no answer. I will never answer. I have nothing to do with you. Has that problem? The Rebbeinu Shleil. Go directly to the Rebbeinu Shleil. Mildatzach HaBeisai, this Ramban and this Ikrim are saying two different things. The Ikrim is saying, you shouldn't mistakenly think there's a keach to the malach. The Ramban is saying, you have no right to ask malachim for anything.
How do we say a malach hagon?
That's the next part of the shir. The shir gets more and more interesting, okay? With this, I think we can answer a meri dika'ara. Shalom aleichem. I don't mean shalom aleichem to you. Shalom aleichem Friday night. Shalom aleichem Friday night. We ask, Bruchuni l'shalom. Mayer dike. Mamish abracha. Zeven me bet von a Rebbe abracha. Bet me von a Malach abracha. So what's the pshat? This is a famous shayla. The Goyen brought down a Kesser Reish, did not say shalom aleichem for this reason. Are you talking? Bet na Malach? Didn't say shalom aleichem. We all know there's a tumul at the end of Slichus. Malachi Rachamim, Hachnisu Tfilei Seinu, the famous Machnisi Rachamim, which is one of those beautiful songs, were put to those words. They sang it at the Siyam Hashas. Hachnisi Rachamim. You know the Goyen holds, you're not allowed to say that piyut. It's also gamut to say it. Kfira. You didn't know that the Goyen held that's... Mitaldus machnis te rachmi machnis te filoseinu. Betz malachim. Sounds very much like this Ramban. Im tikreini loyancho. I don't listen to what you have to say. Azay zakter goy. So then, what's the pshat in shalom aleichem habeisai? So the goy says not to say it. I would say ef shekem zog and ashtikel ateretz for those that do say it. The Gemara says clearly that the Malach is sent for that reason. The Gemara says that two malachim are malavin es ha'odam Friday night, and in case there's a Shabbos tish, ezel geben ha'bracha. Mainly, what are we saying? We're not saying more than what the Gemara is saying. Bachuni, do your tafkid. Vol del malach nishkahat del tafkid if it wasn't his job. You're right. Zam betin malach and tevis. Das Talmud nisht. Aber das hat Gemara. Die Gemara lach an klar, as a beinish lem shittach. The Bishop sends the malach, so you're just saying, I should be zayich attack to have the bracha from you. Shiva's at salvation, the tshuva is a chelikei. It's not on the Shalom Aleichem, but says this Yisai, that you're allowed to ask a malach, ois firin zayn shlichus. That there shouldn't be kuvim. Shiva, Ramesha, in the Igris Ramesha.
It's still not up to him, right?
Huh?
It's still not up to the malach to do it another.
You're right. It's a good question. Shiva vil zavgan del Yisai. We could ask one of Shach, again. But you see one thing. It's not stam gekumen zu malach out of the nowhere and tell him, please, come and do for me. You're telling him to do the shlichus. Look at the tshuva. Shiva chelikei. Okay. I want to add to this conversation another thing. You know, we find in Inyan of kivrei tzadikim. This is all throughout Tanakh. As a matter of fact, the Rabbeinu Tam brings down that actually Yosef went already al kivrei imai to be mispali should survive the galus of Mitzrayim. It's Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Ayosh. We know Kaliv went al kivrei tzadikim, kivrei avos, and he asked the mace. He asked the avos that they should help him. Why is that different than the malach? Maybe just as you're not allowed to ask a malach, maybe you're not allowed to ask a mace either. So Bamis, it's already brought in the Gemara, this Inyan of Kivrei Tzadikim. The Gemara says in Tainus that Tezayin, that on certain days of the year, for example, fast days, we go to Tzkvarim. We go to the Kvarim to Mispalel, and it's brought down Shulchan Aruch, for example, Tisha B'Av, on a Tainus, Erev Rosh Hashanah. There are days that people go because they want to daven by Kvarim. The reason the Gemara gives is twofold. One is, if a person stands by a kever, it reminds him of Yom HaMisa. Yom HaMisa is the perfect vehicle of tshuva. It's manim of tshuva. Tainus, time of tshuva. Shoshana, it's a time of tshuva. The Gemara zaptach, that the chassid went to the Beis HaKvaris, Gemara Brachis, it was a before Rosh Hashanah. It's a time of shviras, ha'adam, a person has to break himself, so therefore, to remember Yom HaMisa, the poets can say, oy bazoy, even to a guy shebeis ha'kvamas. It doesn't have to be either shebeis ha'kvamas. If it's just to bring out the memory that there's a yenevelt, that we're not going to live here forever, so even a beis ha'kvara shel goyim would suffice. So he's only the poets can. But there's a second time in the Gemara, and the Gemara says that the Mesim should be Mespalufas. Mesim should be Mespalufas. So this is a big machlaikas. So this is a big machlaikas. Some say we ask of them that they should daven for us. Other Paiskim learn that we ask the Rebbeinu Shel Bischusam to be Matzalas. The Shla learns we ask of them. See them go to Kivrei Tzadikim. With this Yisoid, we ask the Tzadikim to daven for us. The Goyin, Litvish Shevelt, is very much against all this. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah on that halacha of going to the Beis HaKvaris, he speaks out clearly. Not Chas V'Sholem, Zok the Mishnah Berurah, betting that they should do it, but it's Rishmi B'Schusam. This is the Mishnah Berurah, Tavkuf, Pei, Aleph, Sivkam, Kam Zayin. So we have a basic Machleik is an ashkafe kamat. May you ask a mace to daven for you? Some say you're allowed to. Some say you're not allowed to. You say this nigga machleik is. The Goyin held anyway should go to Kvarim. Huh? We'll talk about that. The Goyin anyway held that you shouldn't go to Kvarim. Period. Ever. And that has to do with Kabbalah, which means is the tumma, the person, the mace, who knows what it's the effect of you. We think that the mace is metama us. Guess what? We're being metama the mace, even maybe more than he's metama us. For a different time, a different conversation.
Didn't she ask Yosef to baby?
We can talk in a minute. Chitzainim. These are called Chitzainim. I don't want to go into the Kabbalah aspects of it. But Akhlopanim, the guy only went once to see his mother, the caver, and then never again. Okay. I flex the chafgut the kash. They went. So I would say the pshat is kivrei ovis ovis, which means Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel, Maris HaMachpelah. That's different. Their ovis oil, that's their job. Their job is to be the ovis of Klal Yisrael. Azei voltich gesagt. Man der Rachel, sie gewann Adin, muss ich sagen, a Litwisch und Knetsch, sie gewann Adin Mame. She becomes the mother. Und me meile Musi, Miss Powell sein. You're getting a story because it just popped into my head. You're getting a nice mice. When I was in Brooklyn, Chassidah Shiyid came over to me and told me, one of you are maybe the mice. I said, yeah, why not? Now I would say, of course I need them. My job to know them. But then I was just interested for the interest of it. And he tells me that the Rebbe, the Rav Biederman, what was his name again? The Lelevit. The Lelevit is a chenel of Racha, the Friedeke, used to make a Sudas Reish Chaydish every Reish Chaydish in Kev Rachel. Where did it come from, this minig? He used to go Kaseidah to Kev Rachel, and he once saw a Sfardish group of people making one of their yoshvos. Yoshvos is like a yard site that they make. Well, you know, there's a lot of food and a lot of drinking. See, Lebedik, see, Gavan Lebedik. So the Lelevit went over to this yid and says, Adoni, po, kan. It's not a misada, it's not a restaurant over here. Willst mach a restaurant, was kommst du da? And he walked away. Father, the Lelevit Rebbe, Yid went back to the Rebbe and he says, you know, Chashavti Amasha Hadmur Amar, Hadmur Tzodek, Aval, Ha'ima Ohevet, Kishabanim Ochlim. Mamot Liv as the Kinder Essen. It left such a Reishim on him. Every Rish Chodesh, he made a Suz Rish Chodesh over. You know what the pshat in this mice is, Rabbi, is the chalitva, the choplam pshat. It was given to the Lel of the Rebbe to understand how Yidin look at Mamre Rachel, a little like a Mamre. And just like Mamre Rachel, the tight, she wipes the diapers. She wipes our diapers and goes. That's what it is. When we go to Davin, she cleans the diaper. Okay, for lack of a better term. Mame Rachel is Mame. This is what she was meant. This is what she went down as the Mame from Claudius. That was why Yankee buried her there. Chatchila. As he's coming and daven for Claudius. Okay. What do I have from this? I say 2 more minutes and you'll see. You'll thank me. You're not going to be upset for the 2 minutes. You ready? So we have here Machlekes, the Ramban, in the Ikrim. Could you ask the Malach? The Ramban is saying, you can't even ask him. He doesn't listen. He's not there for you. Now the Ikrim is saying is that you have to make sure that he understands that it's not the Malach, it's the Eibishter. You notice by Shalom Aleichem, we switch one word from the first stanza to the last stanzas. Shalom Aleichem, Alacheha. And then we say Malachiha Shalom. Why does it switch? Stanza number one, the first stanza is Shalom, and then it turns into, I'm sorry, Shares, and then it turns into Shalom. So I heard, I was Mekabel from Isaiah, that's grabbed in one of his Svarim, 2 terutz. One he brings from his Shver, that they're not both Malachiha Shalom when they come. The Gemara says clearly, one of them is it's a Malach Ra. He comes to the house, we force him to give a bracha. The malach, the good one, forces the bad one to give a bracha. And he says, okay, so now he's shalom. So when they come, malach yasharis. they're not both Malachi HaShalom. After, when it comes to Brachuni, the Bracha, they both become Malachi HaShalom. At first, one is a Malach Ra, the Gemara says clearly. One is a Ra, one is a Toiv. Huh? That's right, that's why it's Shares. And then it turns into Malachi HaShalom. Drush. The Rush says, why are you allowed to daven by a kever? With one condition. If you emphasize that you're not asking the mace, but you're showing that the mace is only a mediator to bring the tefillah to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, then it's mutter. Azay zok the Rush. That if you emphasize, if you give a clear declaration that you're not davening to the mace, then it becomes permitted to daven at a kever that the mace should bring the tefillah to the Eibishter. Shalom Aleichem Malachei HaShareis. First we have to point out Malachim are not entities of Kayach within themselves. What are they actually only? Mashareis. Then we could say Berchuni L'Shalom. In order to permit to ask a bracha from a malach, we must first declare that there is no kayach to a malach more than Mishareis, that he is the eved of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and therefore it's not osur to ask of him. And that's why we switch it. I want to tell you, Rabbi, I grew up, I didn't know there was such a thing as a Shalom Aleichem. I never knew it existed before. My homie never said it. Why? My Zayda was a real, real Radu. 13 years he was by the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim never said Shalom Aleichem. Never said it. In all the years, the reason that was given to us is that the Chafetz Chaim had guests. A lot of poor people ate by him. And he would say, mentions that in Hungary, the malachim are not hungry. They can invite. They can wait. Let them wait. So therefore, the Shalom Aleichem was either not said at all, or it was said later. So all the years, I never heard of Shalom Aleichem. We always had guests in the house. My Zayda was a tremendous Rav, a Machna Zayrich, called Dichon Yesev Yechel. When I went to camp, they used to sing Shalom Aleichem. That was a Chassidus Shemindik. I didn't know it.
It's had the Fadish Hasidim.
Oh. So I didn't know where it came from. I never heard of it. When my Zaydi was nifta, the first Shabbos, my father got up and he sang Shalom Aleichem. So I turned to him and I go, it's halit v'sheminik, zok avadah halit v'shteitin siddur. Right? That's what he said. Shteitin siddur, avadah. So I said, so how come Zaydi didn't do it? So he says, Zaydi came from a whole different world. We don't live in that world anymore. Rabbi, so you better sing Shalom Aleichem with your kids and sing it well. If you want the kids to be from the Eloch Yidin, Shabbos table, Zmiris. It's very important. Okay, slicked and cup, over the years I started to feel that maybe the Chafetz Chaim, which is his Shita, didn't want to be chaylik on the Gayim. Chafetz Chaim himself was very miser to keep all the Gayim's. This is what I heard from a lot of the Mishpacha. But for himself, like Betzinim. So could be he gave you the excuse that this, the Malachim could wait, but really he wanted to follow the Gayim, and he didn't want to say Shalom Aleichem at all. You don't like it. You'd rather have this one. It's even better. Because that's the way I grew up. The Malachim Kenevat.
So did he say it after Kiddush?
What?
Did he say Shalom Aleichem after Kiddush?
That's what I'm thinking. If the Nafkamina would be, did he say it afterwards? That would be the Nafkamina. If the Pshat didn't hold it, hold the whole Shalom Aleichem, he didn't say it at all. Now, I'll just end with a shame of doubt. Did he say Eishes Chayil? Oh, did he say Eishes Chayil? Okay, I'll tell you two stories. Whoever has to leave, you can leave. Rabbi Eishes, I want to tell you two Mary the Gemaises. Eishes Chayil. Let me tell you how my Zayda Shabbos table worked. Every bite he took, he had to turn to the every bite. So I remember my Bubby, one Shabbos was in Boston by my uncle, Rabbi Kellum. Rabbi Kellum used to be the Rav in Brookline, Massachusetts. Now he lives in West Hempstead, so she went there for a shop. She had a baby. One time, mamish, one time she left the Zayda. So my mother was in charge of cooking for the Shabbos. It was late, it was a last minute thing, so she took the fish from the jar. She didn't make fresh fish. So she was a little bit uncomfortable that she was giving the Zayda from the jar, like it's a second hand soothing, you know. So my Zayda said, was redst du? Was redst du? He says, ich hab lieb von der jar von was. Wenn man nach der Fisch regular auf jeder Biss, on every bite I have to stop, und sagen der Rechbabe, wie gut sie ist. Das kann ich das so fest und enjoy it in Gendik. He's able to go through it, eat it. He don't have to sit there at every bite. Oh, how geschmack it is. You wonder what Eishas Chayil in the Shtub is? Das gewinnt der Eishas Chayil in Shtub. What was the other Maya? I said, I have one more Maya for you. One more Maya, Shef, I guess. And what was it again with the Eishas Chayil? You asked me. Huh? I don't remember. This is the mice with the Eishas Chayil. Oh, now can I remember what I wanted from that? Some chassidim don't sing Tzeitzchem L'Shalom. So the Zayde Fleck Zagin, Yeh Zagin Nitzan singing, what does your table look like? Why is it that we have Shalom Aleichem and Tzeitzchem, a minute later Tzeitzchem L'Shalom, you gave me the bracha, have a nice day, goodbye, good luck. Weißt du, der Meister wird erzählt, dass Schwiege gekommen zum Eidim. And the Eidim, she says, and how long can I stay for? How long are you staying for? So she says, I'm staying as long as you want. She tells the son-in-law. So the son-in-law says, you mean you're not even staying for a coffee? She tells the son-in-law, I'm staying as long as you want. So you're not even staying to drink a coffee. This is a shalom. Shalom Aleichem says, shalom. As a Redman. So there's Eidah Flexagin. Maybe it's better off that they leave. As they still looks pretty good now. Mezink, you better leave when it's still a pretty sight. Not them.
You said
you didn't say Shalom. Huh?
You said you didn't say Shalom.
I didn't have to say Shalom. They didn't have to say Tzeis from the Shalom. A place to have a nice day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.